I think everybody in this room knows this, but it's worth reminding folks that your parents' Al-Qaeda was a very different model than the threat we face today. The primary tumor of terrorism, sophisticated, multi-pronged efforts involving carefully selected operatives, long-tail surveillance, careful operational security, and the execution of the next big thing. That culture of core Al-Qaeda to attract people to their so-called caliphate, to bring fighters and their families to the Iraq-Syria border region, they wanted people to kill where they were. Not the sophisticated, airplane-focused, national landmark-focused attack, but kill anybody wherever you are. That was their twin-pronged call, their siren song, come or kill, come or kill. Instead of the set-piece videos filmed by bin Laden or filmed by Zawahiri, then delivered by a courier and then sent to Al Jazeera to be played on television, the threat came from ISIL through social media, because they sent their twin-pronged message of come or kill out through the chaotic spider web, especially of Twitter. It went out through this chaotic spider web, and it arrived in your pocket. Come or kill, come or kill. And if you want to talk to a terrorist, Twitter works as a way to sell books, as a way to promote movies. It works as a way to crowdsource terrorism, to sell murder. Troubled souls with unmoored people seeking meaning in their life, who have had trouble with drugs or their families or the criminal justice system and are seeking some centering in their life. And all of a sudden, buzzing in their pocket, in a final battle between good and evil on God's side, either if you come to the caliphate or if you kill in our name, on the spectrum between consuming this poison and acting on these poison, they are told, come or kill now. And so that investment in that social media began to pay dividends, especially this spring. I will kill where I am. I will try to kill people in law enforcement. I'm going to go kill the boys in blue, the crowdsourcing of terrorism, the traveler challenge, kill where they are, the radicalizing challenge. So this is a hydra-headed monster that we face. When someone is consuming that poison in the privacy of their own home in confronting this hydra-headed monster, who is a live one, they will begin a Twitter direct messaging contact. They move them from Twitter direct messaging, which we can get access to with lawful process, to a mobile messaging app that is end-to-end encrypted. The needle that we have been searching a nationwide haystack to find, that is gobbledygook, the most dangerous manifestation of their radicalization, the going dark challenge. And we have a search warrant. We cannot unlock that device. That is the data at rest problem.